The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says 447 children have been killed in Gaza since the Israeli bombardment in response to those Hamas massacres. UNICEF says there are now more than 1 million people, half of them children, with nowhere safe to go in the territory. The organisation also says Israeli children are being held hostage in Gaza and must be safely and immediately reunited with their families and loved ones. Well, let's talk to UNICEF's chief spokesperson, James Elder, who joins us now from Geneva. And thanks for talking to us on the programme, Mr. Elder. Can I ask you, first of all, what are you hearing from your staff and your contacts in Gaza in relation to the numbers and extent of child casualties of all of this? Sorry, do we have James Elder? No, I think we may have lost him. We'll come back.
Brian,
to that.
Hi there. Sorry about that.
I beg your pardon, James. I was asking you, what are you hearing from your contacts and your people in Gaza in relation to the number of child casualties, both dead and seriously injured?
Yeah, the people are just saying time and again how agonising and nightmarish this is. You just mentioned, Brian, and I said it a couple of hours ago at a press briefing here, 447 Palestinian children killed. That number's now above 500. Now, it gets dangerous to throw around numbers, but 500 children killed in just a matter of days. This is agonising for everyone in Gaza right now, just as UNICEF from Saturday has been speaking out very strongly against everything Hamas did. And asking from the first moment those children, those Israeli children who are somewhere, most likely in Gaza, get them back to their families and their loved ones in Israel. But right now, to answer your question, it is unbearable. It is unbearable and it's impossible for 1 million people to leave, many of whom are sitting in ICU or have the wounds of war in hospitals.
And how fearful is UNICEF that if and when this Israeli ground offensive gets underway, there will be very many more child casualties?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe, Brian, if this already isn't. That's why the United Nations Secretary General earlier today called on the Israeli government to rescind that order for, as you say, 1 million Palestinians to leave one part of Gaza and go to the other. It's logistically not possible. You have a scene now when you hear from doctors in Gaza of dead bodies piling up despite their incredible efforts, despite an organisation like UNICEF still supplying them with medicines, but our own supplies are being depleted and we can't replenish those things. So sometimes we run out of ways to describe the horror I feel, but it's important the world doesn't stop looking at it right now because we have maybe a moment, maybe a day or more to put enough pressure on those with influence to be able to step back from the precipice, save children's lives.
We know that there were child casualties as a result of the Hamas attack, for some horrific accounts of the killing and a very serious injury caused to children, others taken into captivity, held hostage by Hamas at the moment in Gaza. And your message to Hamas, if they're listening, is that those children need to be reunited with their families.
Oh, absolutely. They were ghastly attacks. And you talk to people in Israel and they are reeling, of course. It's a nation that tends to, you know, an injury to one is an injury to another. This is not an injury. 1,000 people dead. We don't know how many children we were killed. We know a lot of civilians. We know there are children, boys and girls, somewhere away from their parents in a tunnel somewhere in Gaza, which, as you and I are talking about, Brian, is under bombardment. It's a breach of everything. It's a breach of every international humanitarian law. It's a beast. Clearly a breach of common decency, what Hamas has done. The children need to get them back with their families. Everyone, if we could get a ceasefire and get humanitarian supplies in, let people get out safely and let these Israeli children get back to their family, just a moment for everyone to breathe.
All right, well, it seems we're a long way from a ceasefire, but one can hope. James Elder from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, thank you for that.